listening to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Stolo, Katsi, Coquitlam, and other Coast Salish peoples. I am Jesse.
I am Jamie.
Oh, Jamie, I had the wrong microphone turned on, so let's try this one.
Jamie.
There you are.
Hi.
Here we are, and as you can tell by the wonderful, wonderful crisp sound of our voices and the lack of room reflections. Actually, that's probably the background music doing that more than anything. But hey, we are live from the SFU Burnaby studios of CJSF for the first time in a long time.
The first time this year.
First time since last year. We're back. And today on the show, it's just us and our friend Music. So,
Have you met Music? Real good.
Pretty cool person, Music. And now we're going to play music by a pretty cool person. This is from Nat. You might know him from Dead Soft, the other band he fronts. This is his new solo project. This one is called Middleman.
Can make deals with myself, cause I'm a deal breaker. Fingers crossed behind my back, handshaker. Blows my mind, I fool myself every time. Like I'm trying to escape some feeling.
Thank you. Run away to see.
hurt. Maybe in a couple years we will have worked through all our fears, and we can sit in silence like we were.
Kylie V, brand new single here on the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM. Kylie just celebrated their birthday with a birthday bash at the Red Gate a couple days ago.
What a way to do it.
January 27th.
You know?
Yeah.
Throw a show.
It's great. This track out just this week as well came out, nine days ago, so I guess not quite this week. Before Kylie V, we heard friend of the show Kane Price, a track called A Moment.
That is a re-release?
Yeah, a remix. And not in the sense of like someone else came in and added some underneath it, but like a re-recorded.
Yeah, a new version. I believe there's a video gearing up for release on that, but we will find out more later.
Cool. And before that, we had the first track from the solo project of Dead Soft frontman Nathaniel. Nat is the name of that artist.
You find the Bandcamp at Oh Crap It's Nat.
Oh.
Which is a good Bandcamp name.
That's a good Bandcamp name. That's not where I found it. I found there's a video on YouTube you can check out. So that's cool too. This is, as I said, the Vancouver Mixtape. We're just kicking around, playing some tunes.
Classic Sunday night.
A classic Sunday night mixtape. And we are going to go now to a friend of mine who I know from my donut slinging days.
Oh, nothing like donut jams.
Nothing like donut jams. This is from Madeline Reed, a new track called Fair Weather Rider.
Fair Weather Rider. Fair weather rider, what do you
I won't give up to till it all makes sense. For a minute, we push our feelings. That's the limit. Can you do it?
From Lila Gray. Wild Tension is the name of the track here on the old mixtape Areno.
Lila Gray doing what Lila Gray does, and that's released really good, catchy music.
Really good, catchy music. Just like our other friends who just played a track called Gave Up the Dream by Apollo Ghosts. Seems like kind of depressing, you know, to give up the dream.
Especially when they're like, aren't they like on a European tour right now?
Yeah, or they're at least have a
geared up. They're geared up to do dates in France.
Yeah, which I was very excited to see because they deserve it. They deserve to go travel and go play music for people in other countries. That's great. That's great. The set was kicked off by Fairweather Rider from Madeline Reed. Some cool sort of folky, maybe a little country twang in there, indie pop. And, Jamie, I don't really have much of a story about any of the music we're going to play coming up or anything, but what, how you doing? What's going on in your life?
You know, I'm just here playing music with the pal.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, I thought it was, I thought you were going to say, I don't really have any more music to play. So that's it for the show. Done for today.
We're just going to talk.
I'm good. How are you doing?
2 minutes. Okay. I got my wisdom teeth out on Friday. And listen to me talking. I'm talking. I'm enunciating. You can barely even tell that my mouth was like this for
that sucks so much.
Yeah, especially when, like, you know, you go and you get the first two out. They're like, should we do all of them? Nah, you're not going to ever need those other teeth out.
Yeah. I got them out when I was a teenage boy.
Yes.
And
I think that's the appropriate time to get your wisdom teeth out.
Yeah, and it sucked. Like, it sucked. But I was also like, I do think I did in the summer, which is goofy. But I got it did. And I had like...
you got it did.
I got it did. And then they had like the stitches they gave me were like salt.
Oh.
Stitches that like dissolved over time.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, they put stitches in my mouth and never said anything about coming back to deal with them. So I don't know.
Maybe
I'll have the same thing. I gotta say, I think it was, you know, obviously it did not feel good to have these things pulled out of my face and the bleeding and the
there are better
the
feelings,
cracking,
yeah,
and everything.
They're better feelings.
But I honestly think just the like psychic damage of being awake during oral surgery, of having just these two people reaching their hands in and yanking around, I think that did more damage to me than the actual physical pain.
So just they being like dislocate your jaw to do it too.
Oh my god! Well, they didn't this time. Thank you. No, and I don't even mean that. Like, oh, like they hurt me or anything. I just mean like the pure fact of being like I was out all day yesterday. Not so much because my face hurt, but because I was like, oh, I just had this experience that I didn't like, and now I need 48 hours to recover from it.
I remember them knocking me out entirely to get it.
Oh, you got sedated. Yeah. See, I thought I didn't need any of that, and well, turns out maybe I would have been less out of it.
Knock me out for
day.
For any dental procedure. Mm-hmm. To be honest, like I just hate it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what do you mean? You hate Dennis? Do his original take? Original take? Yeah, not. I don't like it. Hmm. But I have learned, as Jamie's lesson for the week, is that the more you floss, the less the dentist sucks.
The worst part about the dentist is that all the the annoying stuff that they tell you to do, take care of your teeth, works.
So I have to keep doing it. We'll get you one time. The dentist will catch you in your lies.
One day.